Hello.
Hi, Zachary. I had a missed call. It's Nadine Medina. How are you?
How are you?
Good, good. I was returning your call. I saw I had a missed call from you. I didn't even listen to the voicemail message.
All right. Yeah, it was me calling. We're going to move forward with going through the ad service to y'all.
Okay. Real quick, do you remember what the price that I told you? I wanted to make sure that I have it down correctly. I'm going to send you that email.
$199 a month?
Yes.
Something like that, or $200
yes. $199, correct. Okay. Yeah. So I just wanted to make sure because I was looking at my notes and I said, okay, I did apply the right discount. Okay, awesome. Okay, so let me do this. What's the best email address for you? I'm going to send you everything in writing.
Okay. Sorry, I'm at my mother-in-law's house now and they're doing construction on it.
Oh, no worries. Is this a good time?
Yeah, yeah, now's fine.
Okay.
I have to go in the back room.
No worries. It's okay. Take your time.
All right. So a good email is Z-A-C.
Uh-huh.
W-I-L-L-A-R-D 19 at gmail.com. All lowercase.
Okay. Okay. So it's Zach, Z-A-C, without the H, mm-hmm. and then Willard, W-I-L-L-A-R-D. 19 at gmail.com, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So what I'm doing first is I'm going to be sending you two emails, okay?
Okay.
They're both coming from Nadine Medina at Local Splash. Now, the first one is going to say Google Advertising, okay?
Okay.
And then what it's going to show in there is the price at $199 month to month for a local only package. It's also going to detail everything that's included in the program. Okay. And then let me take this off because we're not adding a setup fee. Typically these come with setup fees, but when you're a new business, that's why we offer it at the rate we do without a setup fee to give you that opportunity, you know.
Right. Okay.
So let me erase that and then let me take a look. And you don't have a website, right? Just
no.
to confirm with you. Okay.
And then that was going to be another question. I don't see that a website was included in the package.
Yes. Correct. Yes. So what I'm doing right now also is I'm just going to send you, you know, an example of a website. It'll be for an electrician. But it's an example just so you know, like, the layout of it, right, on how it will look.
Okay. And then my next question, since you guys are making the website or whoever makes the website, will I have access to it to, you know, upload photos or make anything?
Absolutely. In fact, so we have, it's called a client dashboard, right? You're going to have access to this client dashboard, which is what we call the customized tracking and reporting system, okay? You'll have a username and a password. You'll get that within 5 to 7 days. I'm going to go over everything, the timeline and all that. But through your client dashboard, okay, is where you're going to be able to see all the keywords you're listed for. You're going to be able to see how many clicks or, you know, that they clicked on your listing, how many phone calls you've received. You can track that as well. It also allows you to add keywords. You could run promotions. You could change any of your content through the client dashboard, okay? Upload pictures, change photos, right? But you're always going to have as well the assistance of your account management team. So we actually created in that way because, you know, there's some business owners, they like to be hands-on too. And there's others that are just like, listen, you guys handle it all. I don't want to deal with any of it, right?
Right.
So we create it for both. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. And then now that's the first email I sent. Now the second email is going to be labeled Client Dashboard Analytics. Okay. Now what that does is it gives you an overview of our reporting system on how you're going to track your results. So it kind of gives you that overview of it. And then on this number, you can also receive text messages, right, to this phone number that we're speaking on?
Yeah.
Okay. So what I'm going to do, and just to confirm with you, this is the best number for us to contact you as well as, you know, for the business. 540-505-2972, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so this will be the number clients contact you on as well as us. Okay. So I sent out both of those emails, and then I'm also going to do, let's see. I have all these windows open, and it's like, oh, my goodness. Okay. Let's do this. This just makes it easier. Copy, paste. Don't mind me. I'm talking to myself.
All good.
And listen, worry if I answer. I always tell my husband, and he's like, are you talking to yourself again? I said, yeah, I just got to talk to myself. And he goes, okay, well, I guess I'll worry when you start answering yourself, and that's when it's a problem.
Yeah.
I'm all then concerned. So I'm going to also send you, Zachary, 3 text messages, okay, to your phone. Let me know when you receive them, okay? I want to make sure you get those. Now, I'm what's considered the lead on the account. However, I always like to provide my information so that you have it. It is also at the bottom of the emails, but I'm texting it to you as well.
Okay.
And then the second message you're going to receive is going to be the number to our client support or customer service department. Anytime you have an update, you have a change, a question, a concern regarding your account, you will contact customer service. Now, we are here Monday through Friday. 7 in the morning to 4 in the afternoon Pacific Standard Time. You are 3 hours ahead. So we're here for you from 10 to 7. Okay?
Okay. All right.
And then I'm sending you a third text. It's going to have a link to a YouTube video. It's about, I would say, 6 minutes long. When you have time, please take a look at the video. It's actually going to walk you through on how you log in and view your reports. It's nothing complicated. I do want you to get familiar with it, though, okay? So make sure you watch that when you have time. Now, your first name, you spell it Z-A-C-H-A-R-Y. Is that correct, Zachary?
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you go by Zach or Zachary? What do you prefer?
I go by Zach.
Okay. And then I have your last name. Is it Willard, W-I-L-L-A-R-D? I'm assuming because of the email.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, the company name, the way you want it to read on the first page of Google, how would you like us to notate it? As Elite, I see it like on your Angie's listing, Elite Power Washing of Northeast Georgia. Is that how you want it to read?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, everything the same, so it doesn't confuse people.
Right, exactly. You want to keep everything uniform. I agree.
Yeah.
Now, Google's going to send out a PIN code to you, okay? It's going to come in the mail, and it'll look like a postcard. The PIN code is what's going to make you the red dot on the map. What address do you want them to mail it to? Because it'll come by mail.
152 Fieldview Drive, and that's two words.
Fieldview Drive? Okay.
Yes, Fieldview.
Got it.
And that's in Mount Airy, Georgia.
Okay. Mount Airy, right?
Yes. MOUNTAIRY. Two words.
Okay.
And then the zip code is 30563.
And the zip is showing as 30563, right?
Yes.
Okay. Did you get those text messages? Did they come through to you?
Yes, I got all the text messages. And
awesome.
I got
awesome. Now, is this a residence?
Yes,
like it's
yes,
a house? Okay. The only reason why I ask is I want to make sure that we hide the address. We don't want your address showing on Google, so we're going to go ahead and hide that. Yeah, it's what we consider a home office, right? No one needs to know where you live at. You go to them, they don't come to you. Okay.
Yep.
Okay. Now, for the payment, the card that you're using today, Zach, is it in your name, the business name, or is it in both?
It's in my mother-in-law.
Okay. And your mother-in-law, you're there with her, right?
Yes.
Okay. So, couple of things. We're going to go over, it's called a voice verification recording, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The reason is because I have you at the discounted pricing program that we don't typically advertise. What it's going to do, it's going to outline our service agreement. It's an added form of protection for you that we'll send in writing along with your invoice, okay? Because the card is in her name, I do need to do the 90-second voice verification with her. Again, it's for your protection as well as hers, okay?
Right.
Now, you're going to be the primary contact on this account, right, in case we have an update, if you got changes or concerns. Do you want to be the primary and also authorize her as well to be able to call in to make changes, or do you want to be the only one in charge of the account?
I'll be the only one in charge.
Okay. Okay.
It's like, look, I'll give you the money. You just do the business.
Yes, exactly. Okay. So I'm going to do the voice verification with her. I do want to be very transparent with you, okay? So this is a month-to-month program. It's going to be stated in there. I would rather that you have me on speaker so you could still hear everything, okay?
Yeah, yep.
Now, in the client, in the voice verification, it's also going to state in there, okay, that this is a two-month verbal agreement. Okay, we're not asking you to pay 2 months up front. It's still month-to-month. So it'll state, to give you an example, your payment's going to be $199, you know, charged on September 26, 2022. This is a two-month verbal agreement. So your next payment will not be until October 26 for $199. And then it's going to go on to say that it's a recurring payment. So once that term is completed, it'll automatically renew each 26th of the month in the amount of $199. And then it'll go on to say that if you choose to discontinue or pause your services, the only thing that we ask, Zach, is that you call us 3 business days before the next billing is due, so this way you're not incurring any charges. Okay?
Okay.
That's it.
All right.
Is she right there with you?
Yes,
ma'am.
Okay. Hi. I'm so sorry. My name is Nadine. Did you hear all that?
I did.
Awesome. And I'm so sorry. What was your name? I apologize.
Jan,
very nice to meet you. So as I was telling Zach, and I don't know if you caught everything, but the voice verification, it's a 90-second verification that we do with you because the card is in your name. It's just going to outline the service agreement. If there is something, though, Jan, as I'm reading it to you that you don't understand, you just do me a favor and just stop me. Just say, wait, what does that mean? And what I'll do is I'll review it and then I'll rephrase it, okay? I want to make sure that before we process this payment, Jan, that you and Zach both have a clear and firm understanding, okay? Okay. So how does your name read on the card?
Laura, L-O-R-A.
Uh-huh.
J. Willard.
Okay. I'm just updating this real quick. Give me 1 second.
Okay.
And then just so you know, I did send out the emails to Zach. One outlines everything that's included in the program with a pricing of $199. This is month to month. It is a 2 month verbal agreement. We're not asking you to pay the 2 months up front. I'll read all of it in the voice verification. So the second payment would be on October 26th. It'll automatically charge it on that date. Okay. And then after that, it just continues to go every 26th of the month. If for some reason you guys decide you want to discontinue, you want to pause the services, all we ask is that you call us 3 business days before the next billing is due, so this way you're not being charged, okay?
Okay.
And then what's the billing address for that card?
3114.
Okay.
255 North South T.
So 3144 and then 255, right? North?
Yes. Highway.
And then Highway 255. Okay. Mm-hmm. So 3144 Highway 255 and that's North
Georgia, yes. You said, did you say 3114 or 3144?
I said 3144. So it's 3114 Highway 255. Yes. And that's north what? I'm sorry?
No, it's Highway 255 north. And then Southee, Sauteee, Georgia, 30571.
Okay. Just to confirm with you again, 3114 Highway North, Highway 55 North. I feel like I'm getting something backwards. Jesus. I'm sorry.
Hey, you're fine.
I'm like, it's dyslexia today for me. Lord help me. Okay. 3114 and then it's Highway 255 North, correct?
Yes,
okay. Get it together, Nadine. And that's Sauteee, you spell it S-A-U-T-E-E, Georgia,
yes.
Right?
Zip
yes. code is 30571, correct?
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
Praise the Lord, yes. I got that right. Okay. And then is that a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
It's a Discover.
Okay. And then I'm not going to charge the card, but I'm ready for the number when you are.
Okay. 6011.
Uh-huh.
0120.
Mm-hmm.
4151. 0446.
And I'm going to repeat it back to you just for accuracy. 6011-0120. 4151-0446, correct?
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
Expiration month and year?
Oh, 0826.
08 of 26. And the security code on the back?
658.
658. Okay. As I mentioned, I'm not going to process the payment. We're going to walk through the 90-second voice verification. As a reminder, if you don't understand something, go ahead and let me know so we can review it, and then I'll rephrase it. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. So I'm going to turn on the recording, and it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of the business.
Elite Pressure Washing of Northeast Georgia.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Laura J. Willard.
Your title, there you go. I was just going to tell you. Okay. Now, you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
And you are authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Now, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. So as a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Now, just be aware that if you get a call from a company, you know, because you'll start having more presence online. You guys might get a call, you know, from someone trying to sell you another type of online product. They are not associated with Local Splash. We will never call you to ask you for more money. So just be aware. If someone were to call you saying even to pay $5, right, to verify your listing, take down the number. Don't entertain the conversation. Call us with that number, okay, because it's not us calling you, okay?
Okay.
Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, which is September 26, 2022, in the non-refundable amount of $199. Now, this is a two-month verbal agreement, so your next payment will be on October 26, 2022, in the amount of $199. This will be a recurring payment. So once the term is completed, the agreement will automatically renew each month on the 26th day in the amount of $199. You may discontinue or pause your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, we ask that you contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Okay, so you just call us 3 business days before the 26th to either pause or cancel the account. Okay?
Okay.
Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, ma'am.
Awesome. So then what I'm going to do is I'm going to process the payment. I'm going to update the package and then process the payment. And then I'll continue with the rest of the account setup with Zach. However, you're going to also, there's going to be, and I'll go over the receipt with him, and there's going to be a part where you're going to need to open up the receipt, and then I'll walk you guys through it. So I'll probably just need you for a couple more minutes towards the end of the call. Okay? So I'll let Zach know when we need you to go over the receipt. Okay. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank
you. Okay, Zach. All right. So what we're going to do, Zach, I wanted to ask you, so we're going to schedule a client interview for you, okay? Mm-hmm. Now, the client interview, what we're going to do is we're going to block out an hour, okay, but we're going to make it at a time that's convenient for you. The client interview, it can take anywhere between 20 to 30 minutes, maybe a little longer. It just depends on how many questions or details you have, but they're going to talk to you basically. What they're doing is re-verifying the information you and I went over, crossing all the T's, dotting all the I's. They're going to talk to you about the website, where to send the pictures. They're going to go over your keywords. So this is where I say the magic is going to happen, and I like to schedule it as soon as we can. If not the same day, by no later than the following day, because the sooner we get you through that client interview, the faster we're moving. Okay?
Right.
I'm going to take a look at the calendar right now, but pretty much how does your schedule look for today? Like later on towards the...
I think like 6 o'clock my time, so it'll be 3 o'clock your
perfect.
Time.
Perfect. Yes, in fact, I have one available today between 6 and 7. Awesome, because I was going to ask, you know, I always just like to get, you know, when we set up an account, I always like to get them through it, like... the sooner the better, because that's the quickest we're moving, right? I mean, that makes more sense.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, just so you know, because the payment was made with your mother-in-law, I mean, it's going to have her name on the email because I'm going to send you the calendar invite, but you're mentioned as the primary person on the account, so you're the one in charge. So just an FYI, when you see that, you're going to be like, wait a minute, how come it has her name on it? But it's because we created the account, okay? But you are the primary. So you're basically, if there is a time, though, let's say you want to add her as an additional person to make changes to the account, You'll need to call us to let us know so that we can update it in there. This way, if she were to call, it's notated, okay, that she can, okay, she's authorized to make changes. For now, it's just you, correct?
Yes.
Awesome. Okay. All right. So let me do this. So what I just sent you right now is the calendar invite. Okay, you don't have to do anything with it. It shows you that today your appointment is going to be between 6 and 7 o'clock. Zach, they're going to call you from an 877 number. So just make sure that you answer all calls within that hour. They'll call you a couple of times before they reschedule it. But mm-hmm. even if you need 5 more minutes, okay, mm-hmm. just pick up the phone and just say, hey, can you call me back in 5 minutes? I don't want you to miss that appointment. Super important. Okay?
All right.
And then we're going to go over a couple of notes. So these are just going to be basic notes so that the technician knows where to start from. Just notate here. Zachary Willard, owner. Okay. Now, as far as, I mean, the obvious is pressure washing, but anything else that you do aside from that, anything in particular that you want me to notate on here as far as your services?
Deck staining and sealing.
Oh, you do that. Oh, awesome. Deck painting and sealing. Okay, what else?
That's pretty much it, just power washing or pressure washing and doing deck.
Okay. And is this for both residential and commercial, or do you have a preference right now?
Right now it's just residential because I don't have, like, the big equipment
okay.
to do this. Yeah, but
if and when you start taking on commercial jobs, let us know so we can update it. Anytime
okay.
you want to add additional services, let us know. We'll update it. We don't charge you more for that. Okay?
Okay.
All right. And then, let's see. That's no on that. Today is, I can't believe it's Monday. Oh, Lord. Mm-hmm. Monday again, huh?
Yeah.
I'm like, man, where did the weekend go? I was so busy yeah. this past weekend. My husband's
by.
Like, yeah, I'm just like, it flew. I can't believe we're going into October. I'm like, and before you know it, it's Christmas again.
Yeah, it feels like the year just started.
Exactly. I'm like, wow, my husband wasn't lying when he said once you turn 50, the years are just flying.
No.
I'm like, and I turned 50 in May, and I'm like, oh, my, I embraced it. My husband was going through the midlife crisis when he turned 50.
Oh, really?
I guess it's different for men than it is. I don't know. My sister, a bunch of us turned 50 this year. My husband turned 50 about almost 2 years ago. But my sister-in-law and I, we were excited about turning 50. Her husband's like, oh, my God, I'm halfway to 100. And I'm like, listen, mm-hmm. I don't even think I would want to live to be 100.
Yeah,
we just couldn't stop laughing. My husband was like, oh, you guys, wait until you hit 50. It's just going to go downhill from there. And I'm like, you need to relax. It's not that serious.
Yeah.
Right. Now, okay, so what about Facebook? You have a personal Facebook page, or are you opposed to Facebook? Are you, like, against it?
I'm not against it. It's just I never get on it. But I've
okay.
talked about, like, a business account.
Do you have a personal one at the very least?
No, I deactivated
okay.
that long.
Let me tell you. So, with the business Facebook page, okay, the way they're created, even if you try to create it yourself, you have to have a personal page because it's created through your personal page, the Facebook for the business page. So, it doesn't mean anyone's going to see your business, your personal page, right? But even if you create it on your own, you have to have a personal Facebook to create one for the business. So,
okay.
we can create it for you, but you would have to activate your Facebook page. No one's going to see the personal one But it's created in that way, so this way you still have access to it, right? Even if it's something that, you know, you don't want to answer now, but if you decide during your client interview, listen, can you guys build me the business Facebook page? We're just going to ask you for the link to your personal one, so that way we can create you one for the business. It'll be separate. It's just so that you have access to it. So if you got pictures that you're taking and you want to upload them, you can upload them to your business page too, if that kind of makes sense. Okay.
Yeah.
So do you want me to put maybe next to it or just put no for now? And you can decide like, hey, listen, I want to go. Can you guys also create my business Facebook?
We'll just go no for now.
Okay. You got it. If you change your mind though, let us know.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
All right. And then now, do you have pictures of some of the work that you've done, Zach?
Yes.
Okay. What about a business logo?
I have that too.
Awesome. Okay. And then remember, the local only, it's going to get you found in your zip code in 20 miles around you. Okay. That's what we consider your local area. The only other way that we could target outside of that would either be running Facebook ads or Google ads. Okay, just an FYI. It's always something you can upgrade to later on down the line if you want to. You don't have to. Just always know that those are options for you, okay? But with the Facebook ads, again, you got to at least have a business Facebook page, okay?
Right.
Okay. And then now we do offer call tracking. So we can add a call tracking number that would be linked to your phone number. So they're not going to see your actual phone number on there. They would see a call tracking number. It comes with an app that you can download on your phone. Okay. It allows you to track your phone calls, your messages. You can even block spam calls. Would you be interested in that or just keep it with your note, with your phone number showing? It's not an additional cost. It's included if you want it.
Yeah. Cause they can still call the number and I still get the phone call, right?
Yes, they would call the tracking number. So, like, let's just say, right, it's an 877 number. When they call that number, it's going to ring to your phone.
Yeah, we'll do that.
Okay. So I'm going to put yes. And then do you prefer your method of contact to be phone calls, text messages, emails, all three, phone and text? What do you prefer?
Phone and text.
Phone and text. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then what are your hours of operation, like Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday, 7 days a week?
7 days a week.
Okay. Any specific time?
Anytime after 8, so I got to still take the kids to school and everything.
So like 8 to 5, 8 to 4, what do you prefer?
8 to 5 is fine.
Okay. And then licensed and insured in the process, it's not a requirement.
We don't have it yet.
Okay. I'll just put in process. It's not a requirement. I just always like to ask. And then typically what forms of payments do you accept? Cash, check, Zelle, Venmo, PayPal?
Cash, check, Venmo, and that's pretty much it right now. I'm in the process of getting, like, the Square card reader.
Oh, you know what? Square's really good.
Yeah,
Square's really good. Awesome. Now, once you start doing Square, right, and you're able to process, like, credit cards, debit cards, just let us know so we can update it. Okay?
Okay.
All right. All right. Now, I know you've gotten a lot of messages and a lot of emails. There is one, if you pull it up, it'll say initial invoice. It would have came after your welcome message or email. It's a copy of the receipt is what I want you to find. We send it to both, your email, and we send it to you in a text message.
All right, I have the invoice.
Okay, perfect. So when you open it up, Zach, it'll go on to say, Dear Laura J. Willard, thank you for choosing Local Splash, right? A copy of your invoice is located below this email, okay?
Yeah.
So you're going to click on where it says, please click here to accept your subscription terms. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is going to be for your mother-in-law to sign, but I want to walk you through this. Okay. I don't know if she's right there, if she kind of stepped away, but it took you to a page, right, that says Local Splash Terms of Experience. You see that there at the very top? Okay.
Yes.
What she's going to do, you guys are going to scroll all the way down to the very bottom of the page. This is everything that we stated, okay?
Mm-hmm.
When you scroll to the very bottom, it's going to ask for, it'll say sign and there's a box for her to type her name. Before she does that, though, there is a little box right above it, and right next to it, it says, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the credit card. All the information is true and correct, right?
Yeah.
By her clicking in that box, she's stating that it is her name on the card that she provided for the payment. Now, when she types her name, she's going to type it exactly as it reads. No period after the J. Just Laura, space, J, space, and then Willard. Okay? She does not need to put the date. It's already there. And then she'll click on confirm signature. Okay? Now, when she does that, okay, the next thing that you guys will see is it will take you to a page that's asking you to enter a username and a password, okay? So that means when it takes you to that page, that's where you would actually go to log in to start tracking your results, okay?
Okay, that's up right now.
Okay. Now, we don't have the username or password yet, right? Because they have to create that. So from today, which I'm glad that we're doing your client interview today. So from today, the clock starts ticking. Okay. So the timeline, within 6 to 10 days, you're going to receive a PIN code in the mail. It's coming from Google. It's going to look like a postcard, and it's going to say Google at the top. The PIN code is what's going to make you the red dot on the map. So if anyone gets the mail before you do, please tell them, Zach, not to throw it away. It's not junk mail. You're waiting for that PIN code. We need it as soon as you get it, okay? And the technician will go over it with you as well. Now, within 5 to 7 days, we're going to have you listed within all the directories, okay? If you decide you want us to make the Facebook page, that'll also be done within 5 to 7 days, okay?
Okay.
And we're going to send you another email that's going to have the link for the reporting system. It's going to have a username and a password. You could change the password to a password of your choice because we just send you one that we create.
Right.
But those will be your login credentials to start going in and tracking your results with us, okay? Now, within 7 to 14 days, your website's going to be completed, but we will send it to you first. We'll email it to you so that you can take a look at it and let us know if you have any changes that need to be made before we have it go live, okay?
Okay.
Now, what it does state in our terms and conditions that we sent to you in writing, it states in there that the first page placement on Google, that can happen between 30 to 45 days. Now, I will tell you this, Zach, a lot of times, I mean, we like to underpromise and overdeliver. I've seen it at times where it's happened sooner. So once you get that PIN code, you provide that to us as soon as possible. They'll tell you you could either, they'll provide you where you could text it, you could put it in yourself, or you can call us with that PIN code, okay? There's a couple of different ways. Now, as these things are being processed, right, we're going to be sending you notifications, letting you know your website's done, please review it, you're in the directories, you're live on the first page of Google. So we're going to keep you in the loop as we're completing steps and processing, okay? Now, in the meantime, because, you know, the local listing first page takes a little bit longer, that's why we're getting that website, we're getting the directories up and running so you could start generating some calls and having that online presence, okay? But again, we'll be notifying you along the way, okay?
Okay.
All right, any other questions for me before I let you go about your day?
No, that's pretty much it. You've answered everything I've had questions about.
Awesome. Awesome. And just remember, your client interview today is going to be between 6 and 7, and they will call you from an 877 number. In fact, we'll also send you a reminder an hour before your client interview. We'll send you a friendly reminder to let you know that it's coming up within the hour. Okay?
All right.
I would like to be the first to welcome you to our local Splash family. And Zach, I want to thank you for giving us the opportunity to help you grow your business. I'm super excited for you. Thank you again.
All right. Thank you for everything y'all have done too.
You are so welcome. You have a very blessed day and many blessings for your new business.
All right. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.